Another frustrating day, Reggie. Again, we played well going forward, but just can't keep him out of the back, can we? Great entertainment for the fans, but not easy. Not good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... Well, look, it's frustrating. Let's get that straight. And yes, we did play well in possession of the ball, but it's just simply not good enough conceding three goals again. And if you do that, you're going to lose. And that's exactly what's happened.
Mm. Yeah. We've got to actually work from that, though, haven't we? Somehow we've got to find a way of stopping those goals going in at the back while still keeping our positive moves going forward that look quite good.
Look, we've just watched the goals back, and the first one is horrendous defending. Mm. It's an unopposed centre-half who's miskicked the ball, and it's dropped to the centre-forward who's just tapped it in from 4 yards out. No matter what we do in training, no matter how we coach the players, no matter what we get them to do, you can't stop people from making those individual errors. And then with the second goal, the ball goes into the front man, and centre-half's 10 yards away. He sets it to a central midfield player who rolls it to another centre-forward. Our other centre-half's 10 yards away. He then faces us up, slips the ball in. Two centre-halves are still travelling forward because they're trying to make up the distance that they should have been doing. And then he just slips in between them. It's actually, if you're not going to get tight, then protect the space. Our centre-halves are not getting tight, and then they're not protecting the space. Hence the reason Labron's for in scores. That's poor. You know, these players are experienced players. They've played a lot of games, and no matter what we say or no matter what we do in training, they have to make those decisions on the pitch, and they haven't done it. And there's no coincidence that when you do that and you make those mistakes against players of their quality, you can see goals. Simple as that.
Mm, they're a good side, without a doubt. But there were long periods in this game where we did match them, and we create some decent goals.
Yeah, but you're 2-0 down. You're not going to win. It's irrelevant talking about what we do in possession of the ball. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant about us talking about the chances that we've created and the chances that we've missed. And you can talk about DK's one where he's through 1-on-1 and gets it caught under his feet. Peter Clark's free header with no one near him and he's 4 yards out and heads it over the bar. You can talk about all of those chances. DK's free kick on the edge of the box that the goalkeeper saves well. It's irrelevant. We've conceded three goals at home again. You're not winning if you do that.
No, I can't disagree with that one, mate. Obviously, we've got a League Cup tie coming up on Monday night. Does that give you opportunity to perhaps make a few changes? Try something out?
What's the point of trying something out? It's not, you know, it's... We're doing okay in our performance, but we're just letting ourselves down with the poor goals we're conceding. So until that stops, it's... The squad is the squad. You know, we've got Duby suspended, Daniel Moyes injured, Lewis Ferrell injured, Eugene Ibutucci injured. We've got Brett Longdon unavailable. So the squad is the squad. Second time in 2 weeks, we've got two games in 48 hours. I don't think Cambridge City play today, so they're going to be fresh. The last thing we need at this point is another game on a Monday night and to pick up more injuries, because at this moment in time, Nigel, with 5 points from 10 games, the league is 100% our priority. So we have to make sure that we look after a few of them, because we've got another difficult fixture on Saturday at home. And at this moment in time, we've taken 1 point from 5 home games. That's not good enough. We have to start picking up points at home. So we'll look at making sure that we don't overplay people. Today was tough. You know, the one thing, you know, I sound really negative, and it's because I'm disappointed with the way we've defended, but I can't question their commitment. I can't question their effort. I can't question their desire to actually want to win games. It's just that they're at this moment in time, falling short defensively. The group is together, and any supporter that comes to watch, they can criticise me, they can criticise Jack, they can criticise whatever they want, but they actually are witnessing and seeing probably the best St Ives Town that we've ever had.
Wouldn't disagree.
And we've the best players we've ever had. We're playing in the highest league we've ever had, and they have to be a little bit realistic, and they have to give us some patience. Do you know what? We're very close to the teams at the top, but we're just falling short. So, you know, they need to understand that. And you know, I'm confident that we'll turn it around. Yes, we need a few more points, but look at the teams we've played. You know, we've only played two teams inside the bottom eight or nine. Now, our league season is going to be defined on when we play those teams. And we haven't done it yet. You know, you look at Kettering, you look at Slough, you look at Kingsley, and you look at Murphy. You know, we've had a real difficult start to the season, and you know what, the players are giving it their all. They're working hard in training, and they're actually working hard in games. We just need to tidy up, and if we can't tidy up, I need to sign some more players.
Yeah, we just have to stay positive, mate. We're not far away. You're perfectly right.
Yeah, look, I'm staying positive. You know, it's we do need a centre back. I've been actively trying to bring one in. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm just sitting back and accepting what's going on. I'm not. You know, but we don't have the finances. We don't have the facilities to attract the players. We can't pay the money that people want to be paid. You know, we're going into young lad into pro clubs to look, see if there's lads that you know we can take on a loan for a short period. But you know, it's difficult because they haven't played a lot of men's football, and some with the FA Youth Cups coming up and what have you. It's and a lot of teams operating 23s. It's difficult to do, and it's frustrating. It's just as frustrating for me as it is for everybody else saying, "Oh, you need to do this, you need to do that." We understand. We understand the frustration, but. You know, stick with us. Stick with it. The team, I'm confident, will turn it around, and we'll come out of this a better team and start to pick up results.
Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, mate.